You're listening to Wholesaling Inc., episode number 1247.
When I call them, I ask them to catch me up to speed. I ask them what has been happening since the last time we talked, right? And so you get an idea of what their state of mind has maybe switched to. So if he wanted okay. 400,000 when you talked to him, you know, 2 days ago, 3 days ago, whenever, does he still want 400,000 or has he talked to enough investors where he shifted his brain to something lower?
This is game-changing information guaranteed to raise your real estate wholesaling business with actionable steps you can take immediately to navigate the ins and outs of wholesaling and start making money today. Join us as we put our guests in the hot seat and dive deep to dissect their strategies for success to enable you to duplicate their results. You're listening to Wholesaling Inc., the only show dedicated to making you a fortune in wholesaling.
What are we doing? What are we working on? You said...
I think offer presentation. That's because that's usually when I, you know, negotiate with the price, and I feel like that's where I have the biggest, like, you know, drawback on the price, on the negotiation side. And I just want to see, you know, I want to go through what I say and you tell me what you would change or how would you go about it better, you know?
Okay. Let me ask you this first. What is it about your presentation that you feel like is off?
Negotiation, bro.
Okay, so talking numbers, anchoring, you know, that
anchoring, kind of deal. Anchoring, bro. Okay. Like I'm telling you, like I've been going through all this. I took the Sandler method, right? And I applied it towards like, you know, like motivation, right? But then when it's time to go into like a negotiation, I just have a hard time offering, you know, anchoring low and then come up, you know?
Because it's uncomfortable.
I feel like, yeah, it's uncomfortable. Yeah, it's super uncomfortable. Yeah. But I've been studying and, you know, and I've been doing all this stuff and I've been looking, you know, for ways to, okay, so how can I anchor low without having the seller punch me in the face or without having the seller, you know, tell me no. And I've been listening to the conditioning part, which I feel like it's more of a, what I've been using, you know, with the conditioning before I throw out a number. So I just kind of want to go through like what I say, like from the beginning of the call to the start to the end. So you can see okay. if I have everything in the right places.
Cool. All right. Let's kind of run off the same numbers. We'll just say, well, I guess the numbers don't really matter, but maybe they do. So we'll say 400,000 ARV. Do you already know my price?
Yeah, I know your price. And basically, you know, you're moving out of town and you need to, you're relocated and you need to, you know, you need to move to the job, but you still want, you know, that price, you know?
Okay. All right, so the price doesn't work for you. So if it's ARV 400,000, we'll say mm-hmm. I'm at 330.
Mm-hmm. I go around 330, yeah, around 330, and let's just say you know that you want to move quick and you are going to sell and you know and we already spoke and I'm calling you back to make you an offer okay. on the property after we spoke.
Okay. All right. Okay. Yeah. Let's do it. Ooh.
All right. Ring.
Hello.
Hey, Ryan.
Yeah.
Hey, Ryan, this is Javier. We spoke earlier about your property.
Yeah. Hey, Javier.
Hey, you got a minute?
Yeah. What do you got?
Awesome. Hey, listen, I was running some numbers here, you know, and I kind of wanted to talk to you about the offer that I got for you. But before that, I kind of wanted to tell you how, you know, this call is going to go. Is that okay with you?
Sure.
Got it. Okay. So, hey, all I'm going to do is I'm just going to, you know, tell you about the things that, you know, that we went over in the last call, just to make sure that I was looking at the right thing and that I didn't have, you know, something off or something like that. And at the end, you know, we can go on to the next step. But if at any point you feel like it's not a good offer or I'm not the right fit for you, you know, you can tell me no. And, you know, we can remain friends. No hard feelings here. Okay.
Okay.
All right. Sounds good, man. So, hey, the property, it's a 3-bedroom, 2-bath. Is that correct?
Yes.
Got it. Okay. You did say that the property needs a full kitchen update and, you know, but I mean, overall, the property is in good shape. It's just outdated. Is that correct?
Yes.
Got it. Okay. And you mentioned that you wanted to relocate and, you know, that you didn't want to relocate, but you having to relocate because of a job transfer that you have and that you're looking to do this, you know, in a fairly fast time. Is that right?
Yeah. No, I'd like to get this done.
Got it. Okay. No problem at all, man. So here's what I came up with, Ryan, and you tell me what you think. And if the answer is no, I totally get that. So I know you tell me that you want to relocate fast. Okay. So one of the ways that I can do this, I can actually, you know, I can actually close on, you know, 30 days or sooner. If I was able to do that for you, will that help at all?
I mean, yeah.
Got it. Okay. And I know that you want to get, you know, the most out of the house. And I totally understand that. One of the ways that I usually can do that, Ryan, is I can actually, you know, cover up all the closing fees and all the closing costs or everything related with, you know, selling a property. That would, you at least, you don't have to come out of pocket with any of that. And you can just put it back in your pocket or just keep it in your pocket and use it for the moving and all that. Will that help at all?
Yeah, of course.
Got it. Okay. So here's the thing, Ryan. I don't know if I mentioned, like, I didn't ask you this before, but I didn't want to ask. Ryan, like, are you having somebody to come help you move out all this stuff? Or do you already have people that are going to come and help?
Yeah. I have family help me with
that. Got it. Okay. And I just wanted to mention, Ryan, you know, that whatever you don't want to take, you can leave it behind. You don't have to worry about any of that, you know. Just focus on what you want to take over there. And if there's anything that you just want to leave behind, hey, no worries at all, okay? So how does that sound?
Okay, yeah, sure.
Got it. Okay, sounds good. Now, Ryan, is there anybody else that is, like, making this decision with you? Or are you the only decision maker?
Nope, it's my house. I'm making the decision.
It's your house? Got it. No problem at all, Ryan. Got it. So, Ryan, we're about to jump into, you know, what, you know, the numbers look like and all that. But before that, are you okay? Like, if we end up in a number that doesn't make sense for me, you know, as a buyer and buying the property from you, are you okay with me telling you, hey, Ryan, you know, that number doesn't work out for me? Are you okay with that, Ryan?
Yeah. I mean, right. Yeah.
Got it. I appreciate that so much. Can you do the same for me, Ryan? Like, if there's a number that doesn't work out for you, you think you can give me a clear answer? And by that, I don't mean you giving me yes. You know, I just want to know that, you know, if you have enough information from me that it will make you go one way or the other. And, you know, I know it's completely fine. You think you can do that for me?
Sure.
Got it. I appreciate that very much, Ryan. So one of the ways that, you know, the we actually come up with a price, as you know, is the condition. But we also look at, you know, comps in the area. And, you know, we look at these comps and, you know, we're able to compare, you know, apples to apples. And after, you know, looking up all these properties and, you know, like similar to yours, Ryan, listen, I know you say that you want $400,000 for the property. But honestly, man, I'm probably not going to be the buyer on this one, you know, because, I mean, what if I was to offer you around $320,000, Ryan? I mean, what would you say if I was to offer you that?
But I would say that's not enough.
That's not enough. Got it. Okay. So 320 just wouldn't work for you.
No.
No. Totally understand that. Ryan, how close can you come to my number? Is there a way that you can come closer to my number?
I mean, I wouldn't be able to come that close, Javier.
Got it. Well, what is the number that, you know, that you think you can come, you know, closer to my number? Like I said, look, Ryan, I'm really looking to, you know, I like the house. You know, I really want to do business with you. You're a great guy, you know, and I really want to buy this house. What number can you do?
I mean, maybe 380, man. I really wouldn't be able to go much. Yeah.
Hey, I appreciate that you're being flexible with the price, Ryan. I really do. But man, 380, man. 380 is still a bit high, man. You know, 380. You know, I love to give you, you know, 380, but if I give you 380, Ryan, I'll probably ask you if I can move in with you in your new house.
Yeah, sure. Yeah, okay.
Right? You know, so, man, look, Ryan, I can probably come up to, man, I don't even know if I can. Look, would it help at all if I come up to like 335? If I was to come up to 335,
I mean, can you just tell me what your top offer is? I mean, what's the most you'd be able to give me? I mean, Javier, we've been talking and you know my situation. I need to move. So, I mean, can you just tell me exactly what you can offer me and then we can just move on?
Got it. No, I get that. Look, honestly, Ryan, I'm doing my best here. You know, I'm like, my finance partner, you know, was really looking to be at 320. And I told him, let me see, I'm on my way, you know, on my thinking, I'm just trying to see how I can pay the most. And I know I'm probably going to get chewed up here on this side. But like I said, you know, I really want to help you. I know you want to move out. I'm willing to, you know, work. But I feel like, look, Ryan, I think the most I can pay for this property, it probably have to be around the 345, Ryan, but I will probably ask you if you can, you know, clean up the house and maybe leave the appliances. You know, is that something that you can possibly do if I was to come up to like 345?
It's still, no, Javier, I don't think I can do that, man. That's,
man, no, I get that.
I need moving expenses. There's so many things that I need to do with this money. And 345, I just wouldn't be able to do any of it.
So 345 is just not going to work. Got it. Let me ask you this, Ryan. I mean, what is that number, Ryan? What is that number that you say, Ryan? Hey, Javier, if your team is able to come up with this number, you know, I'm ready to do business. I'm ready to just move forward and, you know, or else, you know, just go kick rocks. What is that number that you say, Javier, this is a number that I need to be at? Your bottom line, what is it?
I mean, 365 is, I mean, that's, and even that, I'm not even sure, but I think that's it. Yeah,
365, man. 365. Look, Ryan, I'm not 100% sure that I can do that, you know, honestly, but I want to ask you this. I'm going to go into battle for you right now, and I'm going to go and try to talk to them. I don't know if they will be able to, but I'm going to go and talk to them. But before I do that, Ryan, if we were able, I'm not saying I can, Ryan, you know, I can't tell you that we can, you know, but if we were able to do, you know, 365, would you be ready to move forward and, you know, just get the paperwork done and get the ball rolling so we can open escrow and get everything done? That way you can, you know, just focus on, you know, what's important for you right now in moving over there. And, you know, you don't have to worry about anything else. Would you be ready to move forward if I was able to? Again, you know, I'm not telling you that I can, but I'm going to go and see if I can talk to them. You think you can do that?
Yeah. I mean, yeah, just kind of, yeah, see what they say.
Got it. Okay. So let me put you on hold for 1 minute. Is that okay with you?
Yeah. Okay. Got it.
Hey, Ryan, are you still there?
Yeah. Hey.
Hey, Ryan. Look, man, unfortunately, I wasn't able to bring him up to 365, man, but I was able to do 360. Will that help at all? Will that do anything to this? You know, like if I was able to do 360,
yeah, you know, no, like, come on. Yeah, it's fine. Let's get it done. Like 360, nothing else. You pay fees. I don't have anything else that I have to pay for.
No. Everything is, you know, we'll take care of everything. At the end, you know, Ryan, what I want to do here is I just want you to have a smooth transition, you know, to wherever you're going to go. And we can do the 360, and, you know, we can close on the time of your choice and all that. So now, what I'll do, Ryan, we'll send you a, you know, purchase agreement, you know, and I want to kind of stay on the line with you in case you have a question about it, you know, I can, you know, answer it right there. So what is your email? What is your email, Ryan?
Okay. All right. Cool. Good?
Yeah.
Javier? Nice. All right. I like it. What, does anybody have any feedback for Javier? You know what I liked, man? I liked how much you use my name. Mm-hmm. I earn my name. You know what I mean? You know, because every time I hear my name, it forces me to listen, right? I'm already listening, but you use my name. Oh, I know. We know each other. You use my name. You know each other. So I love that. I love that.
Okay. So what can I do better, bro? What can I do? I feel like I was styling a little bit on the negotiation. Like I told you, is that part right there, you know, where I feel like sometimes I drop the ball there.
Can I just say my feedback is that I thought you sounded really confident for the most part. So
yeah. I appreciate that. That means a lot.
For sure.
Thank you.
For sure. Yeah. So I'll tell you what I do whenever I am making another call to somebody that I've already talked to about numbers and whatever.
Okay.
When I call them, I ask them to catch me up to speed. I ask them what has been happening since the last time we talked. Right. And so you get an idea of what their state of mind has maybe switched to. So if he wanted $400,000 when you talked to him, you know, 2 days ago, 3 days ago, whenever, does he still want 400,000 or has he talked to enough investors where he shifted his brain to something lower?
Okay.
So what I mean by that is so many people go into it and go, hey, you know, after our last conversation, you said you wanted 400,000, you know, is that still the case? And there could have been a time where they talked to somebody and realized that they're not going to get 400,000. Now they want 370 because all their offers have been so low. But as soon as you say, hey, do you still want 400,000? What are they going to say?
Yes.
And now they're going to be hoped for that 400,000. And now your room, what you can work with as far as getting close to your number, just increased by $30,000. So catch me up to speed. What other offers have you received since the last time we talked?
Okay.
Right? Because
that was at the beginning.
At the very beginning. So you came into the conversation like, I have some offer for you, you know, and automatically that tells me that the offer is not going to be good. And then you went into all the things, you know, the things that you can offer, the closing costs, all these things, but I'm going to have a hard time really paying attention to that because I know you have an offer for me. It doesn't sound like I'm going to like it. And I really just want to know the offer now.
Mm-hmm.
Right. So I want to get as much information as I can about what they've been doing in the last couple of days since we talked before I put that air of doubt in their mind. Okay. Because the receptiveness of a homeowner who thinks they're going to get an offer they're not going to like is going to be less likely.
Mm-hmm.
So catch me up to speed. What other offers have you received since the last time we talked? Well, none. Oh, well, I've gotten a few. All right, anything you like. Well, they've all been kind of low. Like, well, what's low?
What's low? Yeah.
What's low? Right? And so you don't want to put anything in a previous conversation into this conversation because it could screw you. Or it could be the same. Or it could still be 400,000. But you want them to tell you that. You don't want to assume it's still that. Does that make sense?
Okay. Yeah. So don't bring anything from the previous conversation, just kind of like going through it. Just make sure, you know. So basically, take off that part. Just instead of saying, hey, you know, you told me that this, and this, and that. Is that still the case? Yeah. Oh, okay. So take that and just say, hey, catch me up to speed. What's going on? What kind of offers have you gotten, you know, since the last time we spoke? And because we don't want those things to backfire on us, because if the price changed, then we basically shooting ourselves on the foot, you know, because that price might be different.
Exactly. Yep. And then I love the fact that you were setting expectations, right? Hey, you know, I'm going to ask you a few questions. If there's anything you don't like, you know, be sure to let me know. Can I expect the same from you? I love that, right? It's an open-ended conversation. You want to make sure everybody's comfortable. Cool. All right. I use closing costs and leaving things in the property and not having to clean it as part of my negotiation.
Negotiation. Okay.
Right. So when we're talking and like, oh, catching up to speed. All right. What other offers have you gotten? Oh, I've gotten a few. All right. Well, you know, anything that you like, you know, whatever. Like, okay. All right. Well, you know, I talked to my finance guy and he deep dives everything. And he, man, I'll tell you what, I hate talking to him because he does not make my job easy. All right. I called to give you an offer. All right. I don't want to give it to you because I know you're not going to like it. Hey, now promise me you're not going to hang up on me. Okay.
Okay.
You promise?
You literally say that?
I literally say that.
Okay.
All right. So I talked to my finance guy. He gave me a number. Okay. All right. I'm going to tell you, but you need to promise you're not going to hang up on. Do you promise? Yeah. Okay. I promise. Or just tell me the number. Okay. All right. Okay. All right. Okay. So my finance guy really needs this at 290. No, I know. Ryan.
Man, you're so good, bro.
I know. Okay. All right. I did not think you were going to say yes, but he told me I had to tell you. Okay. All right. Okay. All right. We good? All right. So you know where I'm at. How close can you get and still feel comfortable working with me?
Let me stop you there, Ryan. So when you say that, you know, that basically you were conditioning before you gave the offer, you were just conditioning just by giving you the, department, you know, this is gonna, you know, he's an a-hole, whatever. Okay. But when you give the offer, you already know, like it's almost guaranteed that they're not gonna take it because you're gonna anchor low. So you go for no. Okay. So you know that they're not gonna take it. So basically you already know what response to give, which is what you made, which is I didn't expect you to take it. You know, I understand, you know, hey, listen, my finance guy is a lunatic. And you know, if you kind of like, here's how I learned that part that you did is, I don't know. So some guys kind of beating yourself up before the seller beats you up. You just like, hey, you know, don't punch me, don't hate me. So you, every time that you anchor low, that's the reaction that you have, correct?
Every time. If I'm on a physical appointment, it's like, all right, you kind of got long arms. Hang on, all right, don't hit me, okay? Like when I'm on a physical appointment, that's what I do.
Okay.
Right? And then if I'm on the phone, don't hang up on me. That's essentially how I prepare. And it's like a joke. Like I want to set the tone as a as a joke. Listen, I'm going to give you some news you're not going to like, all right? But I'm a little scared. So don't hang up on me. Don't hit me. And it becomes more of a humorous delivery of this low anchor.
Uh-huh. Now you wouldn't do that with a driver, right? With a deep personality.
Oh, I absolutely would.
Okay.
Same thing. But like, listen, I know you're a no bullshit guy. All right. This is still going to be tough for me. Okay. Now don't hang up on me. All right. I feel like you're a guy that's going to hang up on me, but promise me you're not. Okay. Okay. All right. Still the same thing, but just my tone is a little different.
Bro, this is so good, man. This is so good. All right. So, so now in the negotiation part.
Right. So they say no. They say no.
Okay.
Obviously, they're going to say no. We knew they're going to say no. How close can you get? Right. Well, not close at all. Not close at all. All right. I get it. All right, can you be a little flexible with me? Like, is there any room for flexibility here? Well, I mean, I can't go lower than 380. I can't. All right. Hey,
is there any room for flexibility? You said.
Yeah.
Oh, I never use that. That's nice. Is there any room for flexibility?
You use whatever terms you want, but like, is there any room for you to come down a little closer to what I can work with? You know, however you want to put that.
Okay.
You know, and it's like, no, 380. I can't. And you did it. You're like, hey, you know what? Thank you for being flexible. I really appreciate it. This is a big deal. I know it is. And I really want to make this work for you. So I appreciate you, you know, moving the line there. Well, let me ask you this. You know, if whatever offer I give you, if I made it to where I paid all closing fees and any other associated costs, would you be able to come down a little further to my number? So there's my negotiating point, right? So, I still want to be a service. I want to still have something that I can provide to them. Well, if I can do this for you and I pay all closing costs and I do this, and maybe the conversation's already been had and they already knew you're going to do that. But that's still what I'll use as far as helping them move that bar a little further down. Well, and what are closing costs? Like, what does that usually cost? Well, I mean, it always kind of depends on, you know, what title has to do. There's always these fees associated with it. And I want to take that off your plate and make whatever offer we give you just more solid. And if I do that, you know, are you able to be a little bit more flexible? Right. And then if you have to go into the numbers, you can. And then, you know, well, okay, all right. So it's going to cost, you know, $12,000. All right. Well, okay. Well, then 368. Okay. 368. Okay. Hey, thank you. Thank you. That does make it a little bit easier. Oh man, God, Ryan, we're still a ways off, but I feel like we can get there. What? Okay. Well, okay. So you're making this move, right? Moving is a big deal. You got to pack up your boxes. You got to take all of your stuff, put it in a truck and move it to wherever. You know, what about all the stuff that you're not going to take? What about all the cleaning? Would you have a plan for any of that? Well, I mean, I guess I have to do this or whatever the answer is. Well, what if I took that off your plate and I decreased the amount of headache that you're going to have to face with this move? You leave all the stuff that you don't want to take, all the things you're going to donate, all the things you're going to throw in the trash, all the cleanup, everything. If I took care of that for you and you didn't have to deal with it, does that mean anything to you? Do you think that would be of service?
Oh, brother. Bro, like, This is amazing, man. This is great, bro. This is freaking...
Well, these are just all things that you're negotiating and providing to them so they have a more open mind to get closer to your price.
You use those perks as ammunition, you know? You use it as a negotiation tool, you know? That's right, because after I told you that if I was able to come out with the price, you know, you'll have to clean up the house and you have to leave the appliances, which is it has worked for me in the past on the negotiations, yeah. You know? Sure. I take something. If I give something, I take something. But then I run out of things to ask for. And right. That's why, because I'm giving it all away at the beginning of the call.
At the very beginning.
I'm giving out my treats.
For nothing.
For nothing, bro.
Gosh,
bro, this is so good, brother. This is so good, man. Yeah, I'm definitely going to switch it to that. You know, like, you know, just the way that you say it, and I see what's going on with you, bro. And I see what's going on with you. You just have a freaking tonality, bro. That is just a very likable tonality. So when you go and talk to them, you go like, oh, man, look, man, I really want to help you, man. Man, look, I know we can get there, man. And you just do it in a way that, you know, that like, man, I
don't know. It's a comfort thing, Javier. It's a confidence thing. Like, you guys do this enough times, you are going to be here. It's going to happen. You just have to do it over and over and over again and get comfortable with all of those talking points, all of those things. You do it over and over and over again, you get comfortable. It's like anything else. Repetition breeds confidence.
That's all for this episode. Your next step to success is to continue the conversation over at wholesalinginc.com by joining the mailing list, as well as get your chance to book a strategy session to learn the systems and become part of the tribe and work personally with one of our amazing coaches. We'll see you next episode with more ways to make you a fortune in wholesaling.